Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to have a quiet time with God daily, with Turning Point, both as a family or an individual. Then forward it to your contacts. Do so daily. Welcome to Friday, the 12th day in June 2026. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. This is your day. Day 12 is spiritually significant. 12 represent divine government and authority. For instance, God ordained 12 tribes for Israel. The New Jerusalem has 12 gates. Jesus Christ chose 12 disciples, later called apostles. Jesus was found in the temple at 12 years old, saying, "I must be after my father's business," at 12. There are 12 months in a year, completing a yearly cycle. I can go on and on. I connect to the covenant of 12 to pray for everyone today. May this day be the end of delay in your life and the beginning of a new season. I decree on you and your family divine enlargement, fruitfulness, and effectiveness. May today usher in for you new season of favor, divine assistance, and support. Then who is this? On your 2026 set goals and expectations, you have not seen anything that really happened or delivered to you. There is stagnancy. Things are still with you as they were last year, even in the last 2 or 3 years. Oh no, that must not continue. If that describes you, lay your right hand on your chest, I mean your heart. I decree against stagnancy and redundancy. I pronounce end to standing still on the same spot, end to vicious circle. Receive a divine push and be lifted supernaturally. May your closed doors begin to open. I say begin to open. And you have seen some changes, but not much. Lay your hand also. From today, you will see and experience rapid progress, greater speed and accomplishment. Your testimonies will increase in Jesus' name. All say Amen. June 12th celebrant, open your hand. May your bad day be blessed. May you live long and do well. On this special day of your life, may God bless you in a special way. Good people will remember and bless you with precious gift and good money. You will live to your full old age and fulfill your life's purpose in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Let's receive insightful teachings, practical and applicable to life counsel through the questions and situations that listeners are sending in. Send yours if you have any. First one today. Good evening, Daddy. Please, sir, you didn't pray for May 28th birthday, which happens to be my own birthday. Since then, I try to move on, but my mind keep going back to it. Please, Daddy, bless my birthday. Thank you, sir. Wow, really? You mean I didn't pray for May 28th celebrant? Well, it is better late than never. May 28th, born people, open your hand where you are. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live to fulfill your life purpose. Happy birthday. Please say happy birthday to yourself again. Next, good morning, sir. Regarding the question asked on Thursday, the 4th of June, about the man that wants to engage a lady. I am 28 years old, single and ready to settle down. Master degree holder. I am a government worker and I do other business on the side. Here is my number, 0903, so. Just in case the man is interested. Wow, my daughter, it's not easy for us here to matchmake or do the kind of things you are requesting online. If I call your number as you gave it here, do you know how many people will be calling you? Both fake, exploiters, dubious, liars, mischievous, 119ers, all kinds. You will be tired and confused. I will not be helping you giving your number on air. At 28, with good education, good job, please have patience. I married my wife when she was 29. Next month, the marriage will be 43 years with excellent children and grandchildren now coming in. Have patience. Your God-ordained suitor will locate you soon. I'm also praying for you. And this cancer is not only for her, but for all marriageable singles. Next, so many people are still responding to the idea of garden wedding, that it is a good idea. People are responding to it and say, we should encourage this. Same thing for the proposed online Bible college. People are indicating their readiness for it all over. It's all right. The college is working it out. Have patience. Next, good morning, Daddy, and all TPGF members. Now, for the fibroid issue on women, they believe that it's because of not having sex or babies is the cause. It's not true. My mom had 8 children, after which the fibroid grew and surgery was done and her womb was removed. Most of my aunties had it. I have also done surgery. Out of all of us, I'm the only one yet to be married. Let us hear from doctors in the house. Wow. May God's anointing on you continue to increase, sir. You remember in my answer to that question, I said research has shown that it could be genetic running in the family. So doctors in the house, we are waiting for you. Please speak out. Next, good morning, Daddy. I have sent this before, but no response. I'm a graduate in my 50s. I lost my job some years ago, and my husband asked me to be assisting him in the shop. I agreed. But to my surprise, he does not attend to my personal need. And this is really eating me up. Each time I bring it up, it results into quarrel between us. And I don't want to have issues in my marriage of 25 years. This had made me run into some debt. Daddy, please advise me on what to do. Wow. Let me say this to start with. The answers I give to questions and situations here are not for the person asking the question only. It is for all listeners to learn from and apply to their life. You have heard me say it again and again. No wife, or shall I say, no woman, should be without earning personal income. Your secured money is the one you earn personally, either from a paid job salary or business outfit. Now, coming to your case, the time your husband asked you to come and be assisting in the shop is when you ought to have discussed remuneration issue. How much am I entitled to monthly apart from housekeeping allowance? Or it should have set you up in a business on your own, or you look for another good job. Most Nigerian husbands see their wives as part of their properties in the house to be treated anyhow. It's a traditional mindset. Our forefathers in the African setting married many wives to assist them in their farming business. No salary, just cheap labor. Many Nigerians or African husbands still have that same mentality. After all, they will say, she's my wife. And I said to them, so what? You will have to rediscuss this issue with him. If he has a mentor or personal friends he respects, please bring them into it so that they can discuss this. Bring it up. And then prayers, warfare prayers, for God to touch his heart for you. Young wives or would-be wives, please learn your lesson from this. A wife or a woman should have her own earned money. That is your best financial security. I cannot say it enough. Well, we'll take it off from here tomorrow. Today is the D-Day. We have been announcing the second No More Delay service holding today, June 12th. Venue is Goshen Land, Living Spring Chapel International, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Time is from 8 a.m. this morning. Today, Friday, June 12th, is a public holiday in Nigeria, Democracy Day. No work, no traffic on the road. Arrive on time. No discrimination. Nobody will ask you which is your church, which is your tribe, which is your religion. No, it is for all. Please come, and it will be a live stream. Join from all over the world. Pay your tithe and sow your seed on this 12th day. businessmen and businesswomen, sow what we call business expansion seed. If your faith connects to it, and if it will not stress you, do so regularly. God cannot see sacrifice and your business not grow. Don't forget what I have said repeatedly. We are not buying God's miracle. We are not paying for his blessing. But sacrifice. Sacrifice cannot go up and your things not change. Do so. 7,500 naira or its equivalent if it will not stress you. Then we also have victory seed. Victory seed. 5,005 naira. 5 is God's number for grace. Do it. Nobody is compelled. Nobody is forced. If your faith say yes, please do so. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and prosper. Go and see the power and the blessing of God in all you do. Everyone coming to a no more delay service or connecting online, there shall be no more delay in your life in all areas of life. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.